had to loosen up my pants, then knew I'd be hungry in a while. So bye-bye to the last piece of pie, though I'm feeling kind of heavy and it looks kind of dry. I'm feeling the joys while the others will cry, asking who ate the last piece of pie. I ate the last piece of pie.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's four.
Stand by for news.
News. I'm Rich Dennison. A bipartisan group of lawmakers is working on a more than $900 billion coronavirus economic relief proposal.
Included in that total is more than $150 billion for state and local governments. It would also provide short-term liability protection from coronavirus-related lawsuits, something Senate Republicans have demanded.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. U.S. coronavirus deaths are now approaching 269,000 with record numbers of hospitalizations across the country. The Trump campaign filing another lawsuit seeking to overturn election results, the latest in Wisconsin,
claiming abuse of absentee voting affecting over 200,000 ballots and highlighting what the Trump team calls a lack of transparency and credibility, something state elections officials have denied. The suit a day after Wisconsin's Democratic governor certified Joe Biden's win.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America is listening to Fox News.
Says every time you talk about the pansies at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, I think of that day your mother came home with the groceries.
Yeah.
Are my stories that memorable?
Yes, Greg.
Hey, the new one this month, I've had really good reaction.
It's great.
To the select group of people that I share it with.
Very heartwarming.
Well, you know, it's... I didn't base it on the gift of the Magi because it's not a match for that, you know, in terms of what happened. It was just how one gift, for me, seriously,
changed
as a dad, saved a Christmas for me.
Yeah.
And how years later, the person that gave me the gift found out just how great those Christmas shoes fit. But I get it with the pansies. To give you the quick story there, when I was... I had graduated high school, which was no super achievement in those days. Anybody, you know, unless you're coming from abject poverty or you have totally useless parents, graduating high school is not that big of a thing. It was when my dad... You know, my dad's time, my mother was... I didn't even know until she was in her, I think, late 40s or early 50s, she was a high school dropout. World War II, they needed workers at Marshall Field, so she left school and made some money. But it was an achievement. I mean, in so many cases, my dad was the first in his entire family to graduate high school, and then the war broke out. So that first month after graduating high school, I just basically did nothing except let my hair get longer. My clothes get... I was a real square nerd in high school. And that first summer after graduation, all of a sudden, bell bottoms and some of those huge collared shirts, stuff like that. My,
I got hip.
Yeah, so I was standing at the bottom of the driveway on a hot day when my mom pulled up in the family Plymouth Fury station wagon and started unloading groceries from the back. Well, I stood there, useless ass that I was. And I'm ashamed of this. I'm still ashamed of this. I didn't lift a finger to help my mother carry all those groceries into the house. And when she came out to lock up the back of the wagon, she looked at me with a look I've only seen that one time.
That Thank one God.
Why don't you get a job, you pansy? 90 minutes later, I returned home with a job at Weebolt's department store. It was a very effective. And then we laughed about this story years later, of course. But my mom, I guess, being a mom, oh, I feel so bad that I did. No, you gave me the kick in the ass I needed more than anything that day. So that's why when I talk about pansies at Fitzpatrick Greenhouses, Cooter's thinking of me. Hey, it's Kenny from Maxwell.
Hi there, Roseanne and Greg. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing fine. I got to give a big shout out to Don Duncan and Sons.
Oh. Yay.
Number one, I was asked today by a certain person if I was keeping or getting Greg to behave, and I said, no, that's a full-time job. And that was from Mitch Duncan himself.
Mitch? Said yeah, come on, man. He just watched his team get destroyed by Alabama over the weekend.
Yeah.
Mitch. But no, you know, it's not like Mitch to be bitter that way.
I'm up in Millbrook, so I took my car in this morning. Actually, I took the wife's Rogue in to get the oil changed and the wheels rotated and balanced. And they brought me home, and then later on, went back, and of course, I gave the guy a ride back. So, the service is outstanding, of course.
Yes.
Another thing I wanted to mention, I know how much you love movies, especially parodies of movies. So, the movie Airplane.
Yes.
Have you ever seen the movie that it was based on?
Yes, it's on Turner Classic today, I think.
Yeah, it was actually, I didn't even realize until I'm sitting there watching this thing. And all of a sudden, when the guy sits down and his name is Ted Stryker, I'm thinking, wait.
Yeah.
This can't be. So, yeah, I mean, especially.
I think it's zero, something zero.
0 Hour is the name
zero
of it.
0 Hour, yeah, okay.
But it was so funny watching that because when Sterling Hayden comes in, of course, he was the guy that flew with Stryker in the war.
Yeah.
And he says that classic line, anybody got a cigarette? He said, I picked the wrong day to give up smoking. So I'm sitting here thinking, like, it was amazing. I have never seen the movie. So I didn't know it was actually Airplane was a parody of that movie. So.
I saw it for the first time. It was a few years ago. I never knew that Airplane, it's really not just a parody. I mean, they lifted a lot of lines from that Zero Hour film. So. Including the plot about the food going bad and the passengers getting sick.
Mm. Everybody was food poisoned.
But they didn't have great lines like,
we have clearance, Clarence. Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
I just wanted to share that with you today.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, you have a great rest of the evening.
You too. I wish I had thought to tell fans of the movie Airplane that 0 Hour was on. Because if you love the movie Airplane, watching 0 Hour is truly trippy. It really is. It's just like, oh my, and that's a drama. But you're laughing at it because you know how they took those sequences in 0 Hour and what they did with them in the movie Airplane. I still think it's funny. President Trump today sent out tweets. The governor of Georgia said, call off your special elections. Do some investigation. We don't need to have a runoff January 5th. Do something, Brian Kemp. There's a guy that will be a one-term governor. Georgia may get what it deserves because Chubby Stacy is, I'm sure, ready to run again. She's currently the imaginary governor of Georgia. Big Democratic hero. Do something, Brian Kemp. You allowed your state to be scammed. We must check signatures and count signed envelopes against ballots. Then call off the election. It won't be needed because we will win. He also blistered Governor Douchebag in Arizona. Both states have certified the results of the election in favor of Joe Biden, with Georgia doing so after a hand recount that confirmed what? Nothing. It's the software that needs to be investigated. And the water pipe that they claim broke that didn't break. I mean, you can't see that. William Barr, you have nothing. There's nothing to see there. He's like Leslie Nielsen in The Naked Gun, where the doctor ends up on top of a missile and the missile plows into a fireworks factory and everything is exploding. And Leslie Nielsen standing out in front said, nothing to see here. Keep moving. Nothing to see here. That's William Barr. What a... let's talk. Hey, it's Kevin.
Well, Kenny from Maxwell just stole my thunder.
Oh?
Yeah, I was watching that movie, Ground Zero.
0 Hour.
0 Hour, I mean. I'm going like, this guy's name can't be Ted Stryker. Guess what his wife's name was? Elaine.
Elaine, yeah.
They had a son. Guess what his name was?
I don't know.
Joey.
Joey! Oh, jeez.
They took him up to the cockpit. And the
Joey!
Gave him a plastic airplane. Gave him an airplane. Said, wow. What do y'all want to eat? You got pork chops or fish? And the two guys up front said, well, I don't like that fish. That fish is good. Of course, there they all go. They're all going down in a sizzling pile of wasted blabber, you know?
Yep.
And that's the greatest thing about it is, at the end of it, what's his name? Sterling Hayden says, I don't know about you, Stryker, but I just want to shake your hand and buy you a drink.
Yeah.
That was about the worst landing in the history of this airport.
Yeah.
I mean, it was verbatim, the words of it.
When the music I use at the close of our show comes from the end of Airplane. Because it's the perfect closing music. But when I see the movie, and fairly recently it was on Thanksgiving Weekend, they called it on Sundance.
Yeah.
And when I see that, I actually get a tear in my eye because that movie has meant so much to me, from just for personal enjoyment, but all the stuff I stole out of it shamelessly.
Well, I just wanted to say that I wish I had your phone number. I would have called you or something.
That is a tribute. I should have had the foresight to think of that and tell you to keep an eye out for that movie because it is absolutely the inspiration for the bulk of what you see in the movie Airplane. Thanks, Kevin.
All right. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
All righty. Yeah, Baumhauer's tomorrow after the show. Master Thespian on the line.
Hello, let me contribute to this whole talk about 0 Hour.
Sure.
The story's even more convoluted than that. It's based on a story by a guy named Arthur Haley. Arthur Haley wrote a story called Flight into Danger. He sold it as a screenplay to the Canadian Broadcast Company. They made a television movie of it starring Jimmy Doohan from Star Trek, believe it or not. And then it's been adapted so many times. 0 Hour is actually an adaptation of Flight into Danger. There's a play version of it. The problem with 0 Hour is that I saw Airplane first, so every time I've seen 0 Hour, I just start giggling because of all the lines that they lifted.
I know, you can't watch it. You can't watch 0 Hour with a straight face.
No. Plus, they use the propeller sound in Airplane. They're flying a jet engine, but that whole sound is propeller sound.
Yes.
Directly from.
I don't know how many times I saw Airplane before I realized that, because there's so many subtleties throughout the movie, that it was every time they showed the jet in the sky, you heard the sound of propellers and not jet engines. I mean, it's that quirky. It's still, I think, you watch it today and still find something you didn't notice the first time. It's amazing.
Well, it's brilliant. It really is. And actually, I guess you could call it a sequel to 0 Hour, but... there's that. You remember all the airport movies they made in the 70s? Those are all based off of Arthur Haley's work.
Like Airport 77 with Jimmy Stewart. Uh-huh. The big 747 is in the ocean. And Airport 75, this cool scene where this twin engine plane hits a 747 head on and the pilot gets sucked out and the flight attendant's at the controls and they got to get a guy through the cockpit window to try and bring the plane down? Remember that?
He's hovering down for, it's not a helicopter, it's another jet plane, because helicopter can't go fast enough.
Oh, that's right, yes. Didn't they lose? Didn't one of the guys lose, fell off the front, the nose of the plane? And...
Yep, the first guy misses. You know, you got to have conflict in the story.
Who doesn't remember the sexy goddess known as Karen Black with the odd eye, that very sexy odd eye of hers?
Oh, yeah. But, the kids these days, they don't know nothing about the movies we grew up with.
That's right.
The kids with that boom-de-boom-de-boom, you know. What do they know?
Hey.
But anyway.
It's a bunch of garbage. It's noise.
Yeah. And it's a shame that the sequel to Airplane was just so bad.
It had its moments. You know, I know it's not nearly as good as the first one, but it does have a few interesting moments, funny moments.
William Shatner's in it, isn't he?
Yes. And that one scene where he's standing in the door, but it looks like he's on a video. Then they open the door and he's just standing behind him. I mean, that was good. That was well done.
Anyway. All right. Well, I made my contribution to the show today, so carry on.
And a big war hawk goodbye.
Here we go.
Thank you, Master Thespian. I think he may have blown out a couple of his vocal cords doing that so many times on the phone. 417. You know, you may find a nice gift for somebody at Lewis Lawn. If you know somebody, maybe newlyweds, maybe people are just building the inventory of their garage or shed. Maybe you know somebody who loves to work their garden, but the equipment they are using is old, or it's gasoline-powered, hard to operate. Whatever the case, there's some great products at Lewis Lawn that could change that. And I'm thinking for the gardener who likes to do their own trimming and edging, those Ego products that are battery-charged, take it, and lightweight but very strong, that'd be a great gift. They also have blowers, too, and mowers, self-propel and regular. And the battery technology in the Ego is awesome. Of course, at Lewis Lawn, they still have the complete line of X-Mark mowers. The 2020s need to move out. They're like a car dealership, you know. The mowers have their own model years, and they want to move those out so they can make room for the 2021s. They carry the right product line. That's WRIGHT, the best way to get the job done. And Walker as well. They doubled their showroom space in 2020. And it's enabled them to carry more products, take care of more customers, both the do-it-yourselfers and businesses. And anything you buy there can be brought back for service or repair. To Lewis Lawn, 1135 Northeastern Bypass. They're on their winter schedule, so they open at 7 a.m. and close at 4. But keep them in mind. There may be a great idea, like one of those three-foot grabbers. You don't want to get your arm shredded reaching behind a rose bush with thorns and things that attack the flesh. I bought one of those about 6-7 years ago, and it's still working. And by the way, I found out they have replaceable rubber tips for those, too.
Yay.
Yeah, it's a good one. It's not one of those cheap things you see in the, you know, the made-for-TV product section of your local store. Their number is 244-9191. That's Lewis Lawn. And here's Legal Eagle and local heartthrob, Chad.
Feels like mid-January out here.
Yeah, I did my bike ride today in that cold and that wind.
I know. I walked it last night for an hour, and I'm like, good thing I had a scarf, you know. And I don't normally wear scarves because they're a little sketchy on guys, you know what I mean?
No, I mean, it's, you know, fashionable. You could get away with that look because you're very preppy.
Oh, yeah, I am a prepper, no doubt about that. Hey, listen, I want to ask a favor of you.
Sure.
I've got a friend whose husband is in the hospital with COVID. Been there for 2 weeks and it's pretty serious. I just wanted to ask everybody out there in the listening audience if they could just say a quick prayer for him and for his wife who is, you know, trying to deal with it. You know, they're in their 60s, so it's just kind of a bad situation right now. He's not doing very well. So if everybody could just say a quick prayer for themselves and for anybody else that they know who's, you know, sick with it. You know, most people survive from it. Most people don't get really sick from it. But, you know, some people, it really just, you know, goes after them. And so that's my 2 cents.
Is there a name we should be keeping in mind?
I don't want to make the name public, you know. So just say an anonymous friend of Legal Eagle and local heartthrob.
That works for me.
So, well, what's going on today, other than the crazy world we're living in?
Well, I mean, William Barr is pathetic because he doesn't see any signs of or evidence of fraud. He's been called to the White House this afternoon. I honestly, Chad, I mean, this is
it's
not,
over, my friend.
Yeah, I'm afraid it is.
We just got to call it what it is. And when Lynn Wood comes out and says we need to declare martial law, I'm like, wait a minute, you're doing a Ponzi there. You're jumping the shark tank.
Yep.
You know, and you know what I told you early on, Greg, and that was this race was lost because we did not have people on the ground where the votes were being counted. That's the problem.
It is.
Republicans suck at that part of elections. They're good at turning people out, but they're bad at protecting their votes.
So we have to, here's the deal, Chad. We have to live with the idea that even with the losses occurring during the pandemic and all the chaos that ensued, Donald Trump still got 11 million more votes than he did the first time.
Amazing, isn't it? Yeah.
But somehow...
And we picked up 13 House seats.
Yeah, 13 House seats so far. There may be more. And,
might be one more. So.
But Joe Biden, the magic of Joe Biden, got an extra 15 million people to go out and vote.
Hey, you know what, Greg? You and I know they cheated. I mean, they cheated.
Yes, they of course they cheated.
But we knew they were going to cheat, and we weren't ready for it. And they cheated in the areas where they always cheat, and we still weren't ready for it. You know?
You are correct. I mean,
I hate it. I hate that it happened. If I had a dollar for every time I said that the GOP National Party is bad at protecting their vote, I would be a multi-million. Well,
and even worse, after the fact, they've got, you know, because we talked to David Blackman about this last hour. I think there's almost an understanding that if they don't, at a certain point, if they don't follow the company line, the club line, whatever you want to call it, that they are facing possible death. I really believe.
Oh, I think so. I think that. I mean, look, this is a lot. This is power. I mean, people kill over stuff like this. I hate to disabuse people of the notion that it's all patriotic and good. I mean, it is raw power. That's what it is. When you have people, basically making up a million votes, and imagine the crimes they're committing doing that, that is what the exercise of raw political power looks like, right? All I can say is we better show up and keep that Senate. Because if we don't keep the Senate, it's going to be at least 2 years until we can get the House. And we're going to get the House.
Oh, I agree, because we own the state legislatures. We're going to be able to reapportion.
Right.
And a lot of those red states that are going to be able to do that are going to have maybe an extra seat or two in some cases.
That's exactly right. New York's losing some seats. California's probably going to lose one or two.
Oh, you know what? I'll be surprised if anybody's left in California after the latest lunacy out there with that idiot.
And that's the damn truth. And every one of these elected officials in California implements do not eat public restaurants outside. And then they get caught doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
You had one of the supervisors in Los Angeles, and then you had the mayor of Sacramento, and then literally within hours after issuing their new COVID policies, they're out there violating them.
And now Newsom's all upset because his family's got to be quarantined because he got caught. What a dick.
Newsom can blow it out as the talkie mushroom.
His beezer hole, that's what I say. Chad, I got to run, buddy, but thanks for the call.
All right, buddy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Pray for your friend. 424.
This Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We still have some authorities on the scene of an accident with injuries on Vaughn Road in front of the Sturbridge Winn-Dixie. A couple of lanes blocked earlier there. Watch out for boots on the ground if you pass by. Other than that, we have a lot of congestion all over the city. Our most congested areas right now, Taylor Road between I-85 and Vaughn. Norman Bridge Road outbound to the East-South Boulevard, Atlanta Highway, and Northeast Boulevard from around Waresbury Road to the Wetumpka Highway. Please be cautious wherever you are this afternoon. A lot of traffic out there. We'll keep you updated. Accidents happen. Go where the insurance companies go. Chico's Auto Pros on the Atlanta Highway. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Chico's Auto Pros, 239-9510. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Don't miss Brubaker's holiday service special with multi-point inspection, tire rotation, oil change, and wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
LSSQ at the Alabama News Network. Dr. Don Williamson, CEO of the Alabama Hospital Association, is speaking out about the rising number of COVID-19 hospitalizations in the state. He says Alabama is at its highest number since July, and he is afraid that number will only get worse over the next month. This week marks the 65th anniversary of the Montgomery bus boycott. It was 65 years ago today that Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat to a white man on a Montgomery bus. The boycotts then came after that. This morning, there was a Rosa Parks memorial dedication ceremony at Maxwell Air Force Base, where she had worked. Charges have been upgraded against the woman police say stabbed another woman in November. Authorities have now charged 34-year-old Kimberly Kelly with murder. They say Kelly stabbed 27-year-old Mia Ziegler multiple times on November 5th, the victim died Sunday. She is being held in the Montgomery County Jail on $180,000 bond. I'm Ellis Eskew for CBS 8 and ABC 32.
At Marguerite's, we make it, we really make it. And for this Christmas, for $99, we've made a gemstone diamond drop earrings. That's right, in all your birthstone colors. Unbelievably, only for $99. We're doing a 14-carat white or yellow gold with the birthstone of your choice. Only at Marguerite's do we do a Christmas special for $99. Nobody else in the country touches us. We're in the Pepperidge Shops. We're open every day to Christmas. Come visit us. Let us help you out. Don't miss up on the $99 Christmas special drop earrings.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Once again, another good night to throw an extra log on the fire. It's going to be a cold one. Overnight low temperature by about dawn, maybe mid-20s with clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. Lots of sunshine. I think we'll be up to about 56 for a high temperature. Probably upper 50s on Thursday. Small chance of rain, I think, by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I've been watching The Crown on Netflix, but only because Princess Diana is in it. And y'all, that family was made for an episode of Jerry Springer. Did y'all know that doofy-looking Charles was actually dating Diana's sister when he met Diana? And that Diana was only 16 and he was 28? Jerry, Jerry, Jerry! Then, when goofy old Charles married Diana, he had a side chick named Carmilla. Jerry, Jerry. So, Diana confronted his walrus-looking butt about cheating, and he still kept cheating on her until they got divorced and Diana ran off with the hot dude that was giving her horse riding lessons. Jerry. Okay, y'all. Back to binging. Who knew blue bloods and rednecks had so much in common? Cheerio. Whatever.
Thank you, Menthol Meredith. Stay tuned.
Caravita Village is a wonderful place to be.
Caravita Village is an all-inclusive senior community with a home for every budget. Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
Shared suites start at just $13.99 per month, including meals, activities, utilities, transportation, and more.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. When it's time to hire an agent to help market and sell your home, or have an agent help find you a home, how do you choose the person you will contact? According to the National Association of Realtors, the number one reason millions of Americans choose to do business with a realtor was reputation. You want someone you can trust with your home and trust with your private information in purchasing a home. Going on Zillow and hope the agent has these credentials is a very risky bargain. You don't know anything about their background, education, or competency. Here at the Goodson Group, you'll receive the best agents the River Region has to offer and a broker that has over 43 years of experience. Trained, vetted, experienced, honest, thoroughness, and the integrity are the qualities people look for and expect at the Goodson Group. Call Bo at 221-2883 or 551-0225. Get the very best person by your side.
At Caravita Village, you can enjoy senior living to the fullest in a safe, carefree environment. Caravita Village has an on-site chef preparing delicious meals every day.
I love the food. It's like a four-star restaurant.
Find your home at caravitavillage.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Got something else to call me?
Wreck them.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Bite me.
You gotta have something.
You're so naughty.
If you wanna be with me,
snap out of it.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
What is wrong with you?
You gotta have something.
Use a tool.
If you wanna be with me.
Sometimes I think you're not as dumb as I think you are.
You're my brother. I put myself up for adoption.
Oh, someone's in a mood.
There's a sale at Penny's.
We're calling. I'm trying to be. Crap is too cold for me.
Jamie,
I'm not trying to be your heart.
You are a meathead.
Cause that mind
let's get nothing.
Is too low to see.
Yeah. Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. And I'm not stuffing.
No bad.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Hi, if you were listening this morning, you should be able to get me the Almost Dr. Bob Baumhauer, Dr. B. Berger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day at 272-9228. Answer in the form of a question. 272-9228. Run to the phone now.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Oh, mama.
Trying to sell Rosie my theory that we are all, at some level or another, this audience, all of us, suffering PTSD for a month since we went to bed with a Trump win and woke up with a dementia-riddled future president. It's crazy. I should play my new Christmas music for torture. And let's go down the lines. Caller one, try again quickly. Caller two, try again. Caller three, try again. Caller four, give it another shot. Well, this is participation that's well below. Caller five, thank you. Caller six, you missed by one. Next line to light up is our potential winner. This is really making me sad. Hi, who's this? Hello?
Hello?
Yes. What is your name, sir?
My name's Cam.
I didn't understand that. Can you give me today's Almost Dr. Baumhauer, Dr. B. Berger, Daily Double Doctor of the Day, please?
Who is Dr. Sigmund Freud?
Yes.
That's it.
Yay!
Way to go. So you have won a certificate that will entitle you to a pair of Dr. B burgers, sides, and beverages at Wing Fingers downtown.
Sounds great.
These burgers are excellent. They invented a new bun. And before you load it up with ketchup and mustard, just take a bite out of a Baumhauer burger and realize they have they have the formula for the right combination of ground brisket and chuck. Hang on. Rosie's going to talk to you and get you all set up to go down there and enjoy. That also includes parking in the RSA building. You know what I'm saying? It's like, since the election, everything, the amount of phone traffic into the show, even the contest, it just seems like people are sort of paralyzed. And with each passing day, that if you still have hope, you are a better person than I am. Because I just don't see it. It's like the president calling out the governor of Georgia, who he endorsed. No question that Brian Kemp got elected on the endorsement of Donald Trump over the imaginary governor, Stacey Abrams. What a useless piece of work she is. But you know what? She'll be governor of Georgia next time, because there is no chance in hell that any Donald Trump supporter will vote for Brian Kemp. He may as well resign. And that useless Secretary of State, well, I didn't see anything wrong. This is, you know what this has been? This has been 4 years of us, those of us who do the investigation and dig deep, and we've all known from day one that the Russian collusion thing was not only a hoax, but illegally launched, phony FISA warrants and all that stuff, that every single scandal they tried to inflict on Donald Trump was garbage, an impeachment over nothing. The guy who did the quid pro quo thing is moving into the White House January 20th. He's the one that did it to protect his ne'er-do-well son. See what they come up with on that. See if the media really cares. They don't. They just push an ideology, and it's not a very good one for us, my friends. Might get some commentary from Bill. I got a couple of video clips I might play, but right now we got to take our bottom of the hour break at 4:37.
Montgomery, Skywatch, traffic, the 4:30 crowd getting off work now. And boy, I'll tell you what, we're seeing a lot more cars on the road, especially East South Boulevard from Baptist and Alpha up to the Troy Highway, Norman Bridge Road outbound to East South Boulevard, Southwest Boulevard at I-65, very busy there. Taylor Road, busy from Atlanta Highway to Vaughan. I-65 at 85, looking good, but heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. Very heavy on Cobbs Ford Road up in Prattville, 143 at Highway 14 in Millbrook. Busy there as well as downtown Wetumpka. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated if you'll keep it right here. The Toyota-thon underway right now at Reinhart Toyota. You can lease a new Toyota Camry as low as $199 per month. The selection's great. Also, check them out at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Season's greetings from Brubaker Motors, wishing you safe travels this holiday season. Buckle up from Brubaker. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Let me grab this call from John at 438. John, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Greg. I just want to call. Heard the last part of your conversation with David Blackman, I think.
Yes.
But I agree with everything you guys are saying. Totally. I've called into your show a couple of times now. Last thing I wanted to say. I'm a retired Marine. I did 24 years, and I had the unpleasant experience of seeing some of my brother Marines not come home.
Yes.
From angry places, and. I can tell you something, for what it's worth, I know that none of the guys that I served with are the ones that weren't fortunate to come home like I did. Mm. That the country that they're trying to create is not one that they wanted to die for.
Thank you so much, John, because I said this, and I've got many veterans that listen to this show. I can't imagine how somebody who served in Nam or Korea to prohibit the spread of this ideology, to watch it growing from within.
Yes. Yes.
Openly, with the media applauding it, it's got to be, what the hell did I spend a year in the jungle for? Why did I watch my buddies get blown to bits?
It makes me question what it is all for, but I will tell you this. There's a whole philosopher, I think his name was Will Rogers, but he had a saying that said it's amazing how this country can find thousands and thousands of soldiers with nerve, but it's very difficult to find one politician with a backbone.
Boy, that is brilliant. And that's truer today than ever, and that largely falls in the Republican Party. It's easy to be a Democrat and have backbone when you know the media is not is totally behind you.
Well, the last thing I want to say, Greg, was this, is that you mentioned the thing about some of these people in fear for their lives, like what, you know, Attorney General Barr not doing anything and sees no evidence. And, I mean, you know, it reminds me of the old Naked Gun movies, you know, nothing to see here, the burning of the houses, right, nothing to see moving.
Yes.
But the thing I want to say about that, where we've come so far, is that, you know, before we fought a war with the British over taxes, and people put their lives on the line for a lot. Listen to what's going on now, and the lack of nerve. But I'm telling you, they keep poking the bear, and they keep doing what they're doing. And so far, you know, we haven't burned down
the
city. We haven't looted stores.
I know where you're going, and I totally agree.
It's coming.
John,
I just wanted to get that off my chest. And for my brother veterans who are listening out there, just keep your head up, and I try to tell myself every day, but it's just, I can't help but think of those. And I also can't help but think of how there's somewhere in Russia right now, there's some hardline KGB agent from the Cold War thinking like, this is what we wanted to do back in the 70s and 80s, and we couldn't do it.
John, I thank you for your service, and I hope you'll call anytime, man. That was spot on. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you.
We're going to take a quick break here for a shirtless weatherman and then come back and talk to our buddy, Jake Klein.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. This is Rich Thomas. Once again, another good night to throw an extra log on the fire. It's going to be a cold one. Overnight low temperature by about dawn, maybe mid-20s with clear skies. Tomorrow, not quite as cold. Lots of sunshine. I think we'll be up to about 56 for a high temperature. Probably upper 50s on Thursday. Small chance of rain, I think, by Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
On the 12th day of Die Hard, John McClane rescued me. With 12 bullets loading,
11 walls exploding,
10 Germans dying,
9 snipers aiming,
8 bones a-breaking,
7 Texas shooting,
6 rockets launching,
5 franchise films,
4 dead hostages,
3 handguns,
2 C-4 tubes,
and a
That's been a big hit so far, at least based on the feedback I've received from listeners. Joining us now from a manger somewhere in the 36117 area code is Jacqueline Tomlinson. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. I got a little sleepy little girl right here, and I got a little three-nager in the kitchen eating an ice cream pop.
You, the woman who is inspired the sale of butt paste at Adams Drugs.
I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, God, she is just so perfect. Look at, what is that? Is that a car seat she's sitting in?
Oh, Lola, that's her little swing, her little seat.
Oh, okay, I see.
Yeah, it's the sweetest little thing. But don't let her fool you. She's rank. She needs that Adam's buffet. She's far worse than her brother ever was. He's a little toot-toot.
How is Big Brother doing?
He's doing wonderfully. He is very excited right now because we promised him tonight we would put up our Christmas tree. So we have to have a fake tree because I'm actually allergic to Christmas trees. Fun Jacqueline fact. Yeah, and apparently it's hereditary. My mom is also allergic, and so I didn't know if I was allergic or not. And my first Christmas that I wasn't, you know, at home, I got a real tree and about died. So I am also allergic to Christmas trees. So we have a beautiful fake tree that we will put up this evening, and Stephen is so excited.
We have a real one up, our fake one up. Does that mean you couldn't come, like, to our house because we have a real tree?
No. I can be around real Christmas trees. It's actually when the Christmas tree is fresh or people water it properly. I mean, people know, like, you have to water your Christmas tree. You have to keep it, you know, we used to keep water in the basin. When they start to really dry out, there's these spores that are on the pine leaves, you know, the pine, whatever, if it's a stem.
It sounds like the branches.
Yeah, they actually dry out and the spores open, and that's what I'm allergic to, is when the tree dries out and it starts to, like,
well,
they release something.
I just had a brilliant idea. You get a couple of jars of Adam's Drugs butt paste, coat the tree branches with the butt paste so they don't dry out, and then it'll look like you had some snow.
It'll look like a flocked Christmas tree.
Holy flocking Christmas. I mean, what an idea. We may have reinvented the holiday.
I mean, yeah, it probably could work. You could try. I mean, it works for everything else.
Have you, you know, I just did an assessment. I'd like your opinion on it. Tomorrow we're 1 month. Lola, we're 1 month from Election Day.
Yeah.
And William Barr today saying, I don't see any evidence of voter fraud. This is a joke, a bad joke on all of us. And I think there's a, because ever since, in the run-up to Election Day, the excitement from callers and everything else was not only palpable but measurable. And since, it's like everybody's kind of stunned, like PTSD.
Yeah, I think people don't really know how to react. I think at the heart of it, people truly don't want to be conspiracy theorists. I don't think the majority of people want to believe in mass manipulation. I think people want to believe that there is still good in this world. And I think a lot of people are very taken aback by this and shocked. I mean, I know I am.
Yeah.
But, you know, when I look at things, it's like, well, no wonder Biden didn't have to campaign, because he didn't have to.
Yeah.
I mean, they knew that this was going to happen. Like, I think that people as a whole, I was talking to Jared about this, I never truly fathomed how deep the deep state really is. And
yes.
I think that the majority as a whole were starting to see, wow, this is really scary. And how long has this been going on? And they control everything. You know, we joke about it. You know, we joke about things about, like, oh, you know, Google something and then all of a sudden it shows up on your Facebook, or is your television, you know, controlling your social media? But when you think about it, it's really scary, because, like, it looks like everything really is. It's not a conspiracy theory, it's reality.
No, and what happened is they were not prepared for the successful campaign of Donald Trump. And so at the end of it all in 2016... There was no way they could not inaugurate him, but what did they do? They spent the next 4 years...
Tried everything they could to get him out.
Yeah, and coming...
And were unsuccessful because of the backlash of the people.
Right.
So, I mean, it's shocking, Greg. It's scary.
It's very scary. The fact that the man could get 11 million more votes this time than last time, with the pandemic and every other thing they were throwing at him, is, oh, he killed 250,000 people when he was the first one to bring it to America's attention.
Well, did you hear what happened today? I don't think it was the CDC. It was another organization came out and said that, oh, they did a test on blood donations that had been given in December and January of last year, so before COVID broke in February.
Mm-hmm.
And out of 7,000 batches that were tested, 100 of them had COVID antibodies. And so they know for a fact that COVID was already here in at least December and January of last year.
Yeah, we all thought, and again...
That's what we've all been saying.
When I was so sick back last week of January, first week of February, that when the antibody test came out, I went and took it, tested negative, but then the very next day after spending the money for the test, I saw that the antibody only really stays in your system for 3 months. I don't know if you can get it twice or not.
I've heard very limited, like it's one of those like kind of fluke things, but you can in fact get it twice. I have a girlfriend of mine in South Florida who got it twice. And it wasn't one of those things where, oh, you know, you just kind of tested too soon or something like that. I mean, they were months apart. Uh-huh. And then the whole conspiracy theories about the coronavirus. I mean, if you would have asked me a year ago, like, could this have been something that the government released on, you know, some government, or this was planned or whatever the case may be, I would have been like, absolutely not. Like, you're crazy. Like, you're a conspiracy theorist. Like, I don't have time for this. Yeah. Now I'm like, not so quick to blow people off. I'm like, you know what? It's 2020. Like, I believe anything at this point. Like, because so many things don't make sense. The election doesn't make sense. The coronavirus doesn't make sense. None of it.
Just a cursory glance at websites that are based in, you know, conservative values. And you can see, you don't have to be a math graduate or expert to see the statistical anomalies that are all over the place in this election in Georgia. Mm-hmm. 17,514 voters had permanently forwarded out-of-state mailing addresses. Well, there's 15,000 votes right there. That makes the Georgia outcome, I think, tip to Trump. And that's just one example. Michigan.
No way he got more votes than Barack Obama. There's no way on God's green earth that Joe Biden, who didn't campaign, who, I don't care how much the left hates Donald Trump, the average American hates Donald Trump. There is no way that Joe Biden got more votes than Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. Period. End of story. It doesn't make sense. No. But they want you to believe it.
Here's statistical support for your theory off the top of my head. Joe Biden won 472 counties. Obama won 730 something. Yet somehow Joe got more votes with 300 fewer counties.
So did we just have, like, an extreme population growth where all of a sudden we had millions of more eligible voting Americans that were over the age of 18 by the time the election came around? If anything, we had less of a population because how many people of voting age died of coronavirus? I mean, think about it.
Yeah.
Statistically, you know, population-wise, and with everything going out, people not even going grocery shopping, you think more people went out to vote for Joe Biden than Barack Obama, given the status of our country right now? No way.
By the way, the CDC, I think it was, posted something either late last week or maybe Monday, I can't remember, that said the actual overall death toll for America, the number of people that have died in 2020, is about the same as an average year. How's that
nobody
possible?
Died of old age since March. Nobody.
Heart
disease or cancer or got hit by a car or shot or anything else. It's all COVID-19. It's insane.
Yes.
Yeah, I did see on local news that Montgomery County jury trials are now stopping again. So if anybody has been summoned for jury duty starting December 7th, check with the county, because I believe from what I read, you do not have to go. I mean, follow up with the court administrator. But jury trials are being suspended. Now, that doesn't mean, let me be clear, that doesn't mean if you have court that you may not have to go. I don't want anybody to hear that and say, oh, Jacqueline Tomlinson told me I didn't have to go to court. Like, check with the courthouse, because I think that they're still doing limited hearings.
Mm-hmm.
But jury trials, specifically jury trials, I saw are being suspended.
They better not lock us down again. That's all I can say.
Well, but the scary thing about that is you've got people that have been, you know, are being held in jail for crimes that, like, they may or may not have committed because they can't get out, you know, they can't get a trial. That's some scary stuff.
It is. Thanks for the picture of Lola. That was something to smile over. For the chat this afternoon, I think we're... In fact, one of our local veterans called just before we spoke to you. You may have heard him. talk about what it was like to be sent to Vietnam to fight against what we are watching just flourish.
Mm-hmm.
Being taught in our schools, encouraged by the media, this ideology.
What a slap in the face, right?
It's got to be. I honestly, anybody that was suffering from PTSD from that war, it can't make it any easier to process knowing that your country is now embracing.
Well, and that's why it's so important to educate the history of the things that happened and not erase history like we're trying to do. Because if you don't learn from it, history does repeat itself. And that's the scary thing right now is we're trying to erase all of these things instead of learn from them. And we're going on a very slippery slope.
Very. I appreciate your time this afternoon.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
I'm going to go put that tree up. You guys have a great night.
Try that bug paste on a dry branch and let me know how it works.
Bye.
That was Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law. Here we are in our ninth full month of limited living, so to speak. It's taken its toll on people in so many ways, and it's affected a lot of relationships. Knowing Dana and Jacqueline as long as I do now, I can tell you this, that if you are having issues, if you just sit and dwell on it, you're accomplishing nothing. You need to talk. You need to know where you stand. Sometimes that's the thing, that conversation jars you into taking actions that help save a marriage. But when you're doing it by yourself, you're in your own worst company. Take my word for it. I learned all that stuff the hard way. Reach out to Delkin Tomlinson for a consultation. They specialize in representing men in matters of divorce, but they've gotten rave reviews from several women I know who they've represented. They do matters of family law. If you've got financial hardships going on, they can direct you to Amy Hampton, who is an excellent bankruptcy attorney who can at least consult you on how to put an end to the phone calls. Those things have horrible effects on relationships when you're going through that. It's time to take a step outside and talk to somebody who can give you real, because they will never BS you. That is so important. That's not a layman's way of putting it, but these are two of the most honest women you will ever have a conversation with. That's what you need. 819-4810, 819-4810 for Delkin Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Or divorceformenalabama.com. Traffic at 458, Brad McDonald, coming up.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic with a look at the highways for you. We have light to moderate traffic all over the city right now. Congestion on East South Boulevard from Baptist to the Troy Highway. Both sides of I-85 on East Boulevard. And Taylor Road is very busy. Goes without saying, we got a lot of traffic on the 31s getting out of Montgomery at I-65 and 85. Moderate to heavy traffic through downtown. No accidents anywhere in the metro to tell you about at the moment. Everything for Christmas is at Midtown Plaza. Shop Foot Locker, Sally Beauty, Professional and Spa, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Are you looking to buy someone a new car for Christmas? Brubaker Motors can help. Make this Christmas one they'll never forget. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at brubaker.com.
Are you ready for some football? Whether you yell War Eagle or Roll Tide, if you're fourth and goal, then it's time you call in a special team, Alabama Home Mortgage. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. With a starting lineup like ours, you can rest assured that you are dealing with the MVPs of the mortgage industry here at Alabama Home Mortgage. Do you feel like you're being blocked on every play? Take a timeout and make the call that will change it all. Call Alabama Home Mortgage at 567-4223, or you can visit our website, Alabama.